B-Pod Studios.
Mike Messinelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Messinelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. I'm man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in a drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Messinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, and try to talk a little baseball today. But we're going to try, like, yesterday we had the love show, right? It was Valentine's Day, the love show, stuff we love, old relationship stories, all kinds of stuff, who we love, teams we love. This is the goal, and now going to, as we go to the weekend, we'll go back to normal. We're going to have the hate show. what do we hate? Because a lot of people right now hate baseball. And I want to get deeply involved in this here. People hate baseball right now. And I don't know why. Tell me why I am unfazed by all these free agents that are still out there. I couldn't care less. I don't look at it as a problem. It's a free market society. They're trying to strike their best deal. I don't understand why it's a problem. The season doesn't start for a couple of months, right? Spring training really means nothing to us, does it? If we go through spring training, like football and mini camps and the regular camp and all that stuff means something because we get reports every day. There's quarterbacks, there's hits, there's plays. You know, it's more of a play-by-play. But spring training baseball is basically nothing. The games don't even count in spring training baseball. So I go, why would I care about, like, right now? Like, I'm not plugged into baseball right now. I love baseball. As you know, I'm a baseball man. I'm not even plugged into it. Now, we're going to go down there in a couple weeks, and we'll get plugged into it a little more. But I'm not plugged into it at all right now because I don't know what the Phillies are. And I know that these guys that are holding the Phillies hostage are still going to hold the Phillies hostage, and there's nothing I can do about it. But it doesn't make me hate the sport. I'm still going to love the sport. When the summer's going on and everybody's playing baseball, I'm going to love baseball. Why do we hate it now? Why are we wasting our energy hating baseball right now? Tyrone, you hate baseball right now.
Yeah, you hate it. I do, and here's why, Mike.
We've
been at odds all week, Mike.
Yes.
I might as well continue this because I always thought that Mike Messinelli was a man of the people.
I am.
That cared about labor over the bosses. But so baseball revenues, Mike, are at an all-time high. Yet the players are getting, the labor is getting way, way less. That's why they're home. They're not home right now because of free market and they want to get the best deal. They're right now because these owners have colluded amongst themselves.
First of all, you made baseball labor.
They are labor.
Which is not. It's not labor.
When there's,
it's a sport, but it's not labor.
It's labor.
It's not laborious.
But it's labor.
No,
I'm
it's
always
not.
When it's the M's versus the B's,
you know,
the millionaires.
Football's labor, basketball's labor, hockey's labor, baseball's not labor. Baseball's leisure.
I tune in to watch the players, not the owners. And what the owners have done, they've created a system now where they get more money and they don't give it back to the players. Now,
well, okay,
and
well,
that's causing a problem. So the players aren't home because they want to be. They're home because the owners have decided in a sport that has no cap, in which they're getting tons of money that they're not going to spend.
Are you actually feeling sorry for baseball players?
I am.
Really?
I am.
When middle infielders and backup players like Scotty Jetpacks is making $4 million a year, you're really worried about the owners withholding revenue from the baseball players?
I am.
Listen, I can see in other sports, not in baseball. And if they wanted to rectify the situation in baseball, they do the same thing that they do in the NBA with a percentage of the revenues and a salary cap. But that's never going to happen in baseball.
It's
baseball
not.
Owners make the rules. If they don't want to spend a lot of money for Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, they don't have to. It's a free market society.
I'm fine with that. But then let's not then pretend that they're staying home because a lot of these guys, you only took them at the top two. The top two are different. Everyone underneath the top two is suffering
guys,
right now.
If the other guys were that good, they'd be signed.
Nah.
They're obviously flawed players.
All of these guys
Before
are flawed
I
players.
Before I invest in a flawed player, I'm going to come down to the lowest price possible because maybe I'm sick and tired of paying middle infielders $6 million a year that don't even start.
Well, that's fine. But
why is that baseball's fault?
But it makes your game and makes your offseason really lame.
There are the haves and have-nots. The owners are the haves. The players are employees of these owners, right? And there's no salary cap. They can do whatever they want. They can hike their payroll up to more than $200 million. They can keep it below $100 million.
Oh.
It all depends on what the fans are going to say about what kind of team they want in their city. Breaking news. Bryce Harper signed.
No.
Why?
No.
What is it? Why tease me with breaking news in the middle of this rant?
I'm sorry. This is pretty big. So apparently in a stunning move, strongly signaling a financial settlement between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL, Yahoo Sports has learned the quarterback has withdrawn his collusion complaint against the NFL. Sources said that Kaepernick would only withdraw if a lucrative settlement was secured. So it seems a settlement has been reached.
So they settled with the guy. Does the settlement include him actually getting a roster spot?
Nothing that. The official statement says, for the past several months, counsel for Mr. Kaepernick and Mr. Reed have engaged in an ongoing dialogue with the NFL. As a result of those discussions, the parties have decided to resolve the pending grievances.
Ah.
The resolution.
So let me try to interpret this. Somewhere along the line, Roger Goodell and the board said, if you drop this suit, we'll give you the money, and we assure you you'll get a fair shot to join one of our rosters.
Well, the final
final
sentence of the statement says the resolution is subject to a confidentiality agreement, so there will be no further comment by either party.
It was money. They cut Kaepernick a check because he was going to win his collusion case.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I think unless this is a precursor to him getting back in the league, and only he would know that, and his attorney would know that, he sold out. He sold out. Basically, is what he did. He sold out like the players sold out with their protests when the NFL threw some money at him.
Yeah.
Money overcame the protest. I can't respect that.
Unless he gets on a team.
Maybe there's a wink that he's going to get a shot to be on a team.
That's probably the case. And I say that because of the people around him, especially his girlfriend, who has become a national figure, who would not let him, she would not stay with him if he sold out.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying he's going to be back in the league.
Okay.
We'll see.
If this is a precursor to him getting back in the league, then the NFL probably did the right thing. Now, you can't compel owners to hire him, but there must be some feedback within the NFL that somebody's going to sign him and somebody would like to sign him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he just sold out. All right. Well, we can talk about that, too. You know? Run that to the hilt, that collusion suit. That collusion suit would be worth $1 billion.
I would have been staying in just for the discovery. The discovery, because they would have to explain why some of these quarterbacks were playing and how they fit. I would like to make them explain themselves over and over again in open court. So there must be a lot of money, because everybody will sell out for enough money. Like if they came to him and said, I'll give you $50 million.
Yeah.
Do you sell out for $50 million? I might.
If you're Colin Kaepernick and you made that much of a fuss about the cause, $50 million makes you look weak.
Well, about $100 million.
It still makes you look weak. I know you're going to be wealthy forever, but your cause was enough to file a collusion suit. It was all about the cause. If somebody can buy off your cause, then the cause isn't, it's kind of flimsy in my book.
That's fair.
That's the way I look at it.
But you can help a lot of people with the $100 million.
I guess you can.
A lot of people with $100 million.
I know how to feel about that. I'll be honest with you. I have a lot of great respect for people who adhere to the cause without being influenced by the dollar. But anyway, where were we? So that's another subject we could talk about, obviously. Baseball, and why do we hate baseball now? Because Tyrone, you're right. Most people feel like you. And I don't get why.
You know what it is, though? Because baseball is your first love, and your first love never lets you down.
It's not really my first love.
You love, Mike.
No, I think basketball is I love more than baseball.
I've seen you at a basketball court. I've seen you at baseball. You have a zen. Natalie, co-sign this for me, please. Mike, you conduct yourself differently at the baseball diamond.
Yeah, but
it's your real love.
I'm like telling you right now that I don't care that all these shenanigans are going on. If I really cared about baseball, I would care the same way you're caring about all the free agents that aren't signed.
But I think you care from inning one through inning nine. And then after that, you're like, whatever. I care about the whole thing and the whole presentation, and I think baseball needs adjustments, and the offseason is part of it. I should have been able to buy my tickets for my Sunday package that I want to buy already. Now the money, by the time they make the signing, the money that I had set aside to buy my Sunday package for season tickets will be gone because I have to budget for other things. Like this is what I mean. With basketball, you can say, okay, the Sixers added X, I can buy season tickets Y, boom, here we go. With baseball, the season starts in, what, 6 weeks?
The NBA is governed by revenues shared and a percentage of revenues going towards the actual employees of the league. Baseball is not. It is different. There's never going to be a salary cap. There's never going to be that kind of situation that exists in the NBA where a certain percentage of the revenue are going to go to the players. In the meantime, the players are more than well compensated. They are compensated beyond any other league, these players. And we're bitching and moaning. They don't have any clout to bitch and moan about owners withholding money from them because they're already making the money.
Fair, but the fan is still getting screwed because if you're a Phillies fan right now, you don't know whether or not to care about your baseball team, and that's unfair to the fan.
Well, guess why? You'll just do it a little later. You're going to care just a little later. It'll all settle itself.
Yeah, but people are living to check.
I want to ask people if they really hate baseball, if they're really affected by this whole thing. Because there are a lot of people around here that are affected. You're affected, Jason's affected, and I'm unaffected totally. I'm unaffected by this.
You're just up ivory tower, Mike.
No, it's not an ivory tower. It's like matter of fact. Like, this is like normal stuff that's going on. It's not prohibitive to the fans. It's not. It's just people don't want to sign at this particular moment for a business reason. Baseball allows you to have that right. There's no salary cap. There's no time limits. You can sign 2 weeks into the season if you want. It's your choice. It's the ultimate freedom. And it's not a laborious sport either. Don't give me these guys working their butt off and they're getting and the owners are withholding the money. Come on, man.
Mike, we'll go get into it.
They're romping around in the Florida sun.
Well, you're right about that,
they're
Mike.
They're taking baseball, batting practice. They're throwing on the side. They're doing base running drills, whatever the hell. They're not hitting a sled. They're not banging into each other.
But I'm not excited about my season, and I should be.
All right.
And it's their fault that I'm not. It's not my fault. It's their fault that I'm not.
It's not labor. It's leisure. Remember that.
Well, even so.
All right. It's baseball. It's different. 610-632-0975. Mike Mussinelli Show, right at coming back on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, you can visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. It's time to start the Twitter poll. The Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. From snowblowers to generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will keep you going this winter. Natalie.
How do you feel about baseball now compared to how you felt in years past? 24% say they like it more, 45% like it less, and 31% are the same.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm asking the question, do you hate baseball right now because of all this stuff that is going on? That's the question. And I absolutely love it. I love baseball. Well, I love it when they start. You know, like I don't love it now. It's spring training means nothing to me.
I think you're missing a big part of it.
Really?
I really do.
All right.
Because it's not, the game is just part of it. Anticipation for the game matters. The hype, all that stuff mm-hmm. matters. And all the other sports do a better job with that than baseball.
Yeah, but when baseball starts, it's like the only game in town. Well, once you get to June.
So that's going to take...
It's the only game in town because we're following the NBA playoffs.
Right.
But it picks up to the point where, you know, it's baseball and people come to the park because it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, but see, that's... People are obsessed with the Sixers. People get mm-hmm. obsessed with the uh-huh. Eagles. And people used to get yeah. obsessed with the Phillies.
Yeah.
That's over because of baseball.
It's not, though.
It's not the game.
Because if they get Harper, no matter when they get him, the obsession's coming right back.
See, I don't agree with you on that.
Well, how could you not agree? They get a superstar like Harper and solidify their lineup. The buzz in this town's going to be extraordinary.
I'll tell you what. If they sign him and then they play the Sixers play the Bucks and beat the Bucks that day, people will be talking as much Sixers as
Harper.
Well,
of course, because that's the playoffs and a regular season. No, baseball is not going to pick up. But
no, I'm talking about a regular season game. If a big Sixers game happens, uh-oh. That will eclipse the Phillies because the way the Phillies did it, there's no anticipation. When they got Tommy, they were able to make a big deal out of that. They were able to build up to that. They can't do
listen,
that with this.
It's the buzz that accompanied Jimmy Butler here. The buzz that accompanied Tobias Harris here. They weren't here at the beginning. They came late. The buzz accompanied both those players. We couldn't wait to watch the next game. When Harper joins the team, it's the same thing.
Not that's apples to oranges because you had Simmons and Embiid already. If this team already had a couple stars.
Yeah, but
stars,
they needed an interjection. Simmons and Embiid, we kind of got bored with. We knew they were great players, that they needed something else. So something else came, and it turned us on. And when Harper comes, it's going to turn us on. It okay. is. And it's just like this. It's an obsession with these guys not signing. Like, it's turned into a ridiculous thing. These guys aren't signing. They'll sign when they want to sign. They make the rules. We don't. There's nothing we can do about it. All right, let's go to Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
Mike, I want to talk about that non-call against Embiid
mm-hmm.
in the Boston game.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he gets that swing move a lot against any other team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why can't he get that call against Boston?
Yeah, they admitted it was a mistake.
That's what burns me up. They want to admit mm-hmm. it after the fact.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I can look at that play and go, oh, they lost because of that play. I can also look at 3 3-pointers that Boston made unfettered. One on the top by Tatum, one on the side by Rozier, one on the side by Hayward. That's 9 points they gave up unfettered. So, like, the Sixers have nobody to blame but themselves. Forget the referee's call.
That's not what I'm getting at. I'm getting at he was also mugged in Boston, okay,
mm-hmm.
in that playoff game. Now, what he said at that press conference, right, mm-hmm. about the referee sucking,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to get it again against Boston because of what he said.
Well,
in
of
that
course.
Press conference.
Well, and then it was stupid of him.
So now I'm saying that he's he's got to do something different if he's got the ball, you know.
How many times, let me ask you a question. How many times do you think he's gotten that swing call this year? About 30?
Yeah.
All right, so one time he didn't get it.
What?
I got to be honest with you. I think that's a flimsy call anyway that he gets.
Yeah, but it's against Boston, though.
I hear you. But listen, the Sixers played poorly enough that call should not stick in your head. What sticks in my head was the mismatches they got on J.J. Redick and T.J. McConnell. What sticks in my head is Ben Simmons doing the same thing against Boston that he did the year before. And what sticks in my head is Embiid not getting low enough all the time, shooting 8 3-pointers. That's what sticks in my head more than that call, Kevin.
Okay, Mike. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't look at individual calls. I look at the way the game is played out. Nobody was talking about that call the game after. They were talking about the lack of adjustments made by the head coach. The lack of plays that the Sixers made on defense. That's what they were talking about. The call was a minuscule part of that game. They allowed themselves to be played the same way by Boston. That's not a referee's whistle fault. Chris in North Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Chris?
All right. Ty and Natalie, how y'all doing? All right.
They're doing good.
The guy that just, I wanted to say something about Kaepernick, but if I mm-hmm. could, just real quick, I was listening there. The guy that just said, Embiid played soft. That's just what it was. It's like against Al Horford, he just played soft. Mm-hmm. And for him to be in that position at the end of the game, with the ball in his hands, you can't be looking for a foul. You're the biggest man on the floor. Be the biggest man on the floor and go get a point. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. But on the Kaepernick thing, mm-hmm. I agree with you, man. Like, if he took the money, right? If he took the money, he's lost all respect. You know what I mean? If he just took some money and that's what it was, he lost all respect with me because you can't have your name up with Muhammad Ali and these guys that took a stand and you just threw it all away just for the money. Like, and I mean, it got to be something else going on.
Well,
now if they gave him
it's easy for me to sit here because what it looks like is that the man paid him off. That's what it looks like to me, right?
I was looking at you guys, right?
If part of that is he's going to get another chance to play in the league, then I back off it because that's the most important thing to him. And he was getting blackballed from the league.
But at the end of the day, if you play again in the league, you still got to be able to take that knee.
Well, he's probably not. I mean, that's probably the deal. If he got the money, he agreed not to take the knee anymore.
I mean, a fist bump or something. I'm just saying, you can't just let it all go because police brutality is still happening in these.
No, I get it. And that was his stand.
Right.
And everybody else kowtowed to it. When the league came in and put more money towards programs and things like that, that was enough for people to say, okay, we'll stand. I didn't like that part of it either. You know, Kaepernick has been leading the charge here, and it looks like he sold out a little bit.
I mean, we got to find out, though. I don't want to just say he sold out, but if he did, I agree with you, guy.
Yeah, unless he gets a job in the league, in which case I say, okay, he was backed into a corner. It's the only way he can get a chance in the league. Because the man has the power. Neil in Roxborough, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Neil.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Neil?
Not too much. I just want to go back to the Phillies whole thing about fans not caring.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I will say, you got to be absurd. Not you, but the other guy has to be absurd to say that the Phillies fans don't care. We're talking about the oldest professional franchise in North America. Worst players on the field, you're still going to watch the Phillies because of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, guess what? Wait a minute. A lot of people have not been watching the Phillies over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know
because
why?
They haven't put a product out there that was worth watching.
Correct. But to say that the fans don't care is just absurd.
I don't think that's what Tyrone's talking about. You didn't say that the fans don't care, did you?
No, what I'm saying is they're not anticipating the season like they would be if they were.
Getting Harper or Machado. What is there to not be anticipating?
Well, they haven't gotten them yet, though.
Well, what do you think this whole thing is? Why do you think we're waiting? We're waiting to get
them. And you're waiting, you might not get them. And then what happens?
We're going to get them.
All right, but suppose they don't. What are you going to think?
You're gonna care. We're gonna pray for. We're gonna hope that.
Are you gonna care? Are you gonna care as much?
Yes.
You are? Because I'm not. I'll tell you flat out. If they don't get one of these guys, I'm not going to care as much. I don't care about JT Realmuto or Andrew McCutchen or David Robertson. I like them, but I don't care as much. They're not going to win with that.
You don't care about an all-star catcher?
Yeah, dude, seriously? Bro. You want me to, like, lose sleep over JT Realmuto? I know he's a nice player. He's not Bryce Harper.
I woke up at 2 today, and I had to hear some BS about Phillies fans not caring.
Well, listen, Neil, you care about a team that's not going to win right now, all right? And when they get Bryce Harper, they can win. Then you can call us back.
You could have said that about the Sixers 6 years ago.
we're not 6 years ago with the Sixers. The Sixers have put us in a position now where a championship is right there for them. The championship is not right there for the Phillies unless they get Harper. So while JT Realmuto is really nice, and McCutchen's really nice, and David Robertson's really nice, and their bullpen's okay, I'm not going to care enough about the Phillies until they get one of these two free agents. It's simple. I'm at the point now where I'm after championships, right? You can't mollify me with, well, maybe they can do it anymore. No. Let's go to Jimmy in Gibbsboro. Jimmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jimmy.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jim?
Yeah. I just want to get on to the Foles and Wentz thing. I thought this forever.
When Wentz was, Foles and Wentz thing? What, is that still going on?
No. But when Wentz...
What?
I said this in 2017.
Uh-huh.
When Wentz was going on fire, everybody's like, Wentz was the next coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him, I said, listen, the guy is good. He's having a good year. But nobody was giving any credit to the offensive, defensive line, who were totally dominating both sides of the line of scrimmage. So when Foles came in, you know, no one thought they were going to win the Super Bowl, me included, but I said, you know, they might do a decent run because the line of scrimmage wins games. What happened was, with this year, when Wentz came back, they started passing the ball 40-plus times a game and only running 15-plus times a game, and the offensive line was burning out. The defense was on the field all the time.
Jimmy, what is your point here? Zero in on something for me.
Well, my point is, you know, everybody thinks Foles, you know, everybody was comparing Foles to Wentz. You really can't, because when Foles came in, they all of a sudden had a balanced offense and saved the line, and then the line started playing good again.
What statement are you making here today, Jim? I'm trying to get, like what is the underlying statement you're trying to make about Foles Wentz?
I'm saying Wentz is definitely better.
Uh-huh.
And the reason Foles did better than Wentz this year is because the game could... They balanced the offense, and it saved both sides of the line of scrimmage, and they played better.
All right, so you're saying if the offensive line plays well, Wentz is going to go back to championship form.
I think if they have a balanced offense, well, as long as they have the same offensive and defensive line, because the defensive line, too, because if they're on the field all the time, they get burned out.
All right, call came out of nowhere. Wentz Foles thought.
And the only thing that bothers me, and it's a producer thing, is he lied to the screener to get on the air.
What did he lie about? What did he say he was going to talk about?
He was supposed to be talking about the coaching situation in the city. And then he does a hard right turn to that.
What coaching situation? We have a coaching situation?
Well, earlier they were talking about who's the second, after Doug, who's the second best coach.
Oh.
In the city.
In the city?
Of the major four. Who would you trust of the other three? Brett Brown, Kapler, and Fletcher, who do you...
It's a three-way tie for me.
You don't trust any of them?
No.
You don't trust Brett Brown at all?
No, I trust them, but everything's on hold.
Until you see...
Yeah, it's on hold for Brett. I mean, I got to see now with this new team. I can't judge him until I see him with the new team, until I see their playoff performance. That, I mean, I can't put one over the other at this point. The Flyers coach has done a nice job. Kapler, we don't really know about. And Brett is at a higher level now that we have to judge. So
And Gordon Fletcher is the GM of the Flyers. I said it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I was correct.
Yeah, Gordon. Doing a nice job. But,
yeah,
you know,
but, I mean.
It's not going to lead anywhere.
No.
I'm a Flyers fan. Oh, they could still make the playoffs. They could. I mean, you're right.
I can tell you, most Flyers people don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Well, it's pretty...
Like, insiders don't think
it's possible to make up that many points.
Yeah.
You have to... Like, the team ahead of you has to lose while you're win. It never goes like that. It's lose, win.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and you never can make up enough. Ben and Glenside, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ben.
Hey, how's it going today, Mike?
What's up, Ben?
So I'm not going to make any friends here. You know, I'm a soccer fan, Philadelphia sports fan. But so that gets me to this next point with this labor versus leisure.
Mm-hmm.
It was our very own Philly who said, I am not an athlete. I'm a ball player.
Well, that was Kruk. I mean, he said stupid stuff like that all the time, though.
Yeah, but I think
Charles Barkley statements he used to make.
There are athletes in baseball. There is labor in baseball. Mm-hmm. Pitchers, you know, maybe some of the outfielders. You know, shortstop, like some of the positions, some of the time. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're laborious. It's tough. I can't do it. I'll be the first to admit I can't hit a fastball or anything.
Well,
like
that's,
that,
see, this is the thing. It's the hardest sports skill to master. Making solid connection with a rounded bat against a round ball, where you have like 0.3 seconds to decipher whether it's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball or an ungodly slider. So, yeah, it's difficult. But let's face it, you're standing around and you're fiddling around with patches of earth most of the time.
Exactly. I can go out in the summer with my friends and drink 2K, you know, we can take some beer, play some baseball, and it doesn't matter what shape I'm in, you know?
Yeah, and I used to draw pictures with my spikes. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, to break boredom.
Now, if you wanted me to go out, I'd play football once a year on Thanksgiving. The next week, I can. I'm sore. I mean, I'm not an old guy. You know, I'm in my 30s.
Uh-huh.
Still, I'm sore. I haven't ran like that. I haven't sprinted. I haven't done that. The next week, I'm hurting.
Yeah,
but you know, baseball any day of the week. That you know, let me get my club.
Yeah, it's still a professional sport. You got to travel. There's a lot of games. You get sore arms. You get sore legs. You know, playing a lot of games is still laborious. I'm like taking liberty here to compare it to other sports that you know the owners are withholding all this kind of money for their laborious efforts, and I don't believe that's the case in baseball. I believe that everybody in baseball is overpaid. I do.
I tell you,
they're all overpaid.
I tell you who isn't. The person who runs their Twitter page, that person is overpaid for sure, because they don't create any social media buzz and they package their sport terribly.
Right, well, maybe they should worry about that a little later. What I'm worried about now is like the Phillies coming together and why I should be mad that they haven't come together yet because these two guys haven't signed. I'm unaffected by it.
You should be affected by it because the people who listen to you are struggling.
I don't know why you're struggling.
Because
at the end of the day, either they're going to sign here or they're not. There's nothing you can do about it. They make the rules. You don't make the rules. The teams don't even make the rules. The teams have no power over it. The front office has no power over it. The manager has no power over it. The agent and the player have power over baseball.
45 days or so the season starts. And I have no idea if this
understand.
Team's good or bad. And you're just going, oh, who cares?
No.
It's fine.
It's simple. It's really simple. It's matter of fact. I don't understand what you're, like, what do you need to know? If they sign Harper and Machado, they can contend. If they don't, they're probably short of contending.
They also still need a starting pitcher.
But you don't make the rules. The players make the rules.
I have to keep fighting a good fight.
If they wanted to sign for the money that's being offered, they would have signed already. They have that right not to sign.
So Phillies offer the money necessary, and let's get this going.
Well, then your problem is with the Phillies.
Well, it's partially with the Phillies, yeah.
All right.
And the system is set up in a dumb way.
I don't understand how the system is set up in a dumb way. Tell me how the system is set up in a dumb way. It's a free market enterprise. There's no salary cap. You completely sell your wares to another team, unfettered. What is wrong with the system?
There's a ton of things wrong with the system. The way they do the international thing versus the American player. There's tons of things wrong with it. Also, it goes on for too long.
This is your problem. It goes on for too long.
It does go on for too long.
And I don't know. Like, baseball's just different that way. It goes on too long because it can.
And it should start later because negotiations get done when you're working off of a deadline. So you have to create a deadline so that deals can get done so that fans can get excited about their game. And I'm not talking about there should be some salary cap or something. What I'm saying is make a finite amount of time to do it And those deadlines would create an urgency, which would get deals done so that I could know on February 15th whether or not I care about my baseball team a lot or a little bit.
Let me ask you this, Tyrone. Once they sign, do you think people are going to buy tickets?
I think people will buy tickets, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then why do they need a deadline?
But
if the same result is going to happen before or after, why do they need a deadline?
Because I think they'll buy tickets, single game tickets. I don't think they'll sell more season tickets right away. I think that'll wait until next year.
They'll sell season tickets as soon as Bryce Harper signs.
That's only for the very rich. For the regular person, I don't think they'll have money set aside for Bryce Harper to sign.
Then they'll buy tickets. And when Bryce Harper signs, the Phillies attendance will be 35,000 to 40,000 every night.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
But it won't be the same.
And they know that.
But it won't be
the
same.
What's the difference if it comes earlier or later?
Because it won't be the same as like 08, 09, because that was able to build. The anticipation made that a happening. And when something happens all of a sudden, it's great. It's fine. But the anticipation is what's made it great.
The anticipation made that great because all those guys were already in the system and they were growing. That was the anticipation. This is a mercenary. You're hiring a mercenary. It's different.
And when you got one in Jim Thome, you were able to anticipate and it was able, and they were able to sell tickets off of it. This is happening last second. It'll be okay, right. But it won't have that same pop you think it will.
It will, because if Jim Thome would have signed late, there would have been the same effect.
He's out there with the construction workers when they're breaking ground. That was great stuff then. People were into that at the time. They were.
Times change, bro. It's 2019. All right?
All right.
610-632-0975. Mike Mussinelli shows on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's an all-around day today. We talk about many topics. Kyle Kaepernick, the Phillies, whether we hate the Phillies because of what's going on, whether we hate baseball because of what's going on. A lot of people manifesting a hatred for baseball because it's inconvenient. It's inconvenient for all us fans that those guys haven't signed. It's inconvenient. I've been inconvenienced.
Very insensitive, Mike, for you to just call.
Well, I'm just saying.
Money management inconvenience.
Money management.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Because
these owners are making all this money and they're not giving it to any of the baseball players.
No. I'm talking about the fans' money management. Mm-hmm. When they come out and say stupid money, mm-hmm. a person like me believes them. So I set aside mm-hmm. a certain amount of money to buy a Sunday mm-hmm. season ticket package. They then don't spend the stupid money. We get closer and closer to the season. Life happens. You have to then spend that money on other things because they didn't follow through on what they said. Now, if they get to it eventually, mm-hmm. And then I can't afford that ticket package, that's not an inconvenience for me. That's a hardship for me.
Might
that
be
they're
actually
partially responsible
an advantage
for
you. If you buy a season ticket now, you can get it for less money than if they sign Bryce Harper and then all of a sudden they hike the season ticket.
Yeah, but here's the problem. But if they don't get them, I don't want the season ticket.
Yeah,
package.
If your season tickets are hedging on Harper.
You got to take a shot.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I'm gambling on them.
You buy lottery tickets, don't you?
But no, not really. But I don't trust them enough. Clintac and them, I don't trust them enough. They don't have a track record of winning.
You bet on PlaySugarHouse.com.
Oh, yes, because I'm betting on myself.
You take a shot.
Right, but a couple thousand dollars for, you know, season tickets is a lot of money if you want it to be Harper or Machado.
Yeah,
but that money could be used elsewhere probably in your life if it's not them.
I'm not watching Franco.
So don't use it yet. When they sign, then you use it for Phillies tickets. If they don't sign, then you use it for something else. Just wait a few more weeks. That's all. You have to spend it now? You don't have to spend it now. Put it under your bed for a couple weeks. When they sign, then you pounce. You know? As soon as they sign, boom, you're on the phone getting season tickets.
I just don't think it's that
simple.
What's
the difference if you do it later or now?
Because it's not like this is putting
the
that money aside.
Budget,
is...
You got to put the family budget there for the...
Yeah.
Either the daughter's braces or the Phillies tickets?
Yeah, for some people.
For a lot of people,
should be the daughter's braces anyway.
So basically you're saying only rich people, this is what I'm saying. No, like, this is turning into a whole class system. You did that.
What rich people? What are you talking about rich people? Are there any poor people that are buying season tickets to the Phillies?
No, but there's some guys.
People with average salaries are buying tickets to the Phillies.
The Sunday pick, you can budget for that. But you need a star to pay for that.
All right. Let's go to Roy and Ben Salem. Roy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Roy.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Roy?
Nice to talk to you anyway. I wanted to talk about the Phillies a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I really, first of all, baseball is my favorite by far.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to the season. I look forward to every season. I do understand why there's a lack of excitement to a lot of people, because it's been a while since they've been good. And, you know, I know that. And I think one of the major things is that the Phillies don't have a young, exciting player, a hitter. I should say a hitter, not mm-hmm. they have a pretty good pitcher in Aaron Nola.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the best young player they have, position player, I guess, is Reese Hoskins.
Yes.
Who is, mm-hmm. but, you know, and he had some good numbers, except he's only batting was only batting 246, which is not really going to get it done. Hopefully he does a little bit better this year, but that's what I think is a lot of these.
Well, yeah, and that's the reason why they're after Machado and Harper,
because they're not really young though anymore.
They're 26.
That's not young. Well,
what are you kidding me?
He's almost 28, I think.
No, they're both Harper. 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sure they're not 27? I thought they were 27, but
they're both 26.
Okay, but I think that's one of the major problems is we need some young, exciting players for somebody to identify mm-hmm. with. We don't have any. Back in 2008, you had Howard and you had Chase Utley and everybody who, you know, these were fan favorites.
This is my point. That's what they're going after. That's exactly what they're going after. So what's your complaint, Roy?
Well, I don't have a complaint. That's what I'm saying. I love it no matter what. But I do understand that. I mean, I can see it. First of all, very rarely do they ever talk. Do any of the people want to talk about baseball on either one of the topics?
And when they get Harper, people are going to talk about baseball. That's why I say it's a matter. No. If they get this guy and they put a slugger in their lineup every game who can hit 45 home runs, just like when Ryan Howard was hitting home runs, people were glued to the Phillies.
Yes, they were.
It's the same thing as what they're after now. You just have to wait a little bit. That's all.
Oh, I'm waiting.
All right, and so am I. That's why I refuse to get annoyed by this thing. If they get him, fine. If they don't get him, I'm going to complain like hell. I'm going to rip them. But right now, I don't have anything to hold on to dislike baseball or dislike the process. The process is what the process is. The collective bargaining agreement made the process the way it is. It's not like the other sports. Baseball's union has more clout than any other professional team union. That's why they get away with it. That's why there's no salary cap. That's why there's no percentage of the revenue. That's why there's revenue sharing to help the lower market teams. It's different. Let's go to Scott in the Northeast. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Scott?
You know, Mike, I totally agree with you with that call it and beat, that swim move he does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the defensive guy is putting his arm in to play defense, and he just comes up and takes the shot and goes through the guy's arm. It's almost like the guy's being penalized for trying to play defense.
It shouldn't be a foul. It's a bogus foul.
It is. It's a real bogus foul, and he gets it every time.
He does. And the one time he didn't get it, people are bitching about it.
Exactly. And Markelle Fultz, you know, he's complaining about the coach saying what he wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he almost travel around the country to find a doctor to tell him what he wants to hear, that he's not crazy and he has a shoulder problem?
Well, yeah. But you know, it's really funny. This kid, they read him like he had to be treated with kid gloves. That was his personality. So they probably didn't give him tough love because they were afraid that tough love was going to mess him up. They had his best interest in mind, and then he goes down there and rips him for it.
I know. It's crazy. And Mike, real quick, I have a nice prop bet for you this weekend.
What do you got?
Dirk. 20-1 to win the 3-point contest.
Yeah, I don't bet the skills. competitions.
Yeah, but 20 to 1, I mean.
Yeah, well, Derek's old now, man. There are better shooters than Derek in the league. Who's the favorite for that, by the way?
I didn't see that particular one. I've only been paying attention to the game.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bet MVP right for the game. Let's see. All-star, rising stars MVP. Who's the favorite? Co-favorites.
What's it, Luka?
Luka Doncic and Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
4-1.
The question is, how much will Ben want to play?
3-point contest odds. Steph, 2-1. Devin Booker, 9-2. Seth Curry, 5-1. Buddy Hield, live dog there. 6-1, Buddy Hield. Joe Harris, 13-2. Damian Lillard, Danny Green, Chris Middleton, Dirk. Dirk's only 12-1 by these odds. And Kemba Walker, 12-1. Buddy Hield. I'll play some shackles on Buddy.
Yeah, I think.
Guess who the favorite is in the slam dunk contest? Dennis Smith Jr.
You know, I'd be shocked if he doesn't
win. What kind of field is this?
Desmond Jr. is an electrifying dunker.
Dennis Smith, John Collins, Diallo, and Miles Bridges?
Yeah.
They're in the dunk. That's it?
Yeah.
That's a disgrace.
Well, put up the money then. That's their fault.
Come on.
You don't get enough money to do it. You got to do a skit.
Oh, come on.
No, if Michael Jordan was playing today, he wouldn't be in the dunk contest.
If that's the best I could do here, I got to cancel that contest. I can't have that.
You up the money. That's what I'm saying. Michael Jordan wouldn't be in the dunk contest today because you got to do a skit. He doesn't have time to do a skit. So you got to pay money so guys set aside time to do skits. Just dunk.
Guess who the All-Star Skills Challenge winner is? My man. I like the guy I liked in that draft.
Jamal Fox?
Yep. De'Aaron Fox is the favorite.
Well, he's so fast.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll probably
be. All right, 610-622-0975. We're coming back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.